All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with summer with Mia. And things are getting kind of interesting. Don't forget, Return of Mia is already on episode 9. So if you're ready for more Mia already, and you've just flown through this, then you can go ahead and grab it from Incident Games on their Patreon page, which is the best way to support them. Mia, honey, please take the tablecloth to the backyard. Sure, where is it? The washing machine, I think. The one downstairs. Got it. After getting what she needed, Mia heads into the backyard. Hey, I brought the tablecloth. That quickie is still on my mind. Great, could you please set the table while you're here? Sure thing. As she was setting the table, your father turns around. Hey, me. But a sight he would never have expected deprived him of words. It was a sight of his daughter's pussy. Uh-oh. He stood there in shock, unsure whether to start yelling or pretend he saw nothing. Did you say something? Saying this, Mia starts turning around, causing your father to immediately look back towards the grill. Why did he look away as soon as I turned around? Weird. Oh, fuck. I forgot I'm not wearing any panties. Lord, this is like a bad porn film. Why didn't he say something? Did he want to keep watching? Looks like he and Grimm have that in common, too, huh? Would it be weird if I teased him a little? Oh, Lord. Maybe just a little won't hurt. Just to see how he reacts. Hey, where are the plates? I'm right here. Come and get them. Mia approaches him. Thank you. As she gets to the table, she bends over it as much as she could. Like this? Naturally, your father reluctantly turns around and sees exactly what Mia intended. I can almost feel his eyes on my ass. She keeps squirming around, her pussy pulling his eyes with each move. I wonder how he'll react to this. I feel really weird doing this while he watches. His jaw almost dropping, he simply stays quiet. I bet he's enjoying the view. Time to change it up a bit. She continued teasing her father by changing positions. Wonder if it's having an effect on his... As she starts turning around, he quickly goes back to the grill, acting like nothing happened. He turned around the moment I looked up. Maybe I should go check. She slides up next to him as quietly as she could. Father! Startled, he almost burns himself on the barbecue. Oh, fuck! What is it? Is there anything else you need help with? No, that's all. Suddenly, Mia decides on the best way to check her theory. With a hug. I knew it. He's hard. And looks like Grimm isn't the only one stacked around here. Ugh. Excuse me. I gotta grab something from the house. Immediately after saying this, he breaks free from Mia's hug and runs into the house. Giggle. That was actually fun. Soon after, you come back. I'm home, finally, you hear a voice from the kitchen. What took you so long? Bring over the groceries. You know, the groceries. Entering the kitchen, you see your mother and father in there. Approaching them, you give the meat to your father. Change? Here, you hand over the money. Let's see what you got. Oh, it's very nice. Yes, yes. You notice that even though he tried acting normally, he looked a little shaken. Since you had no way of knowing what he went through in the backyard, you just ignored his strange behavior. Oh yeah, go check if Mia needs any help in the backyard while we get the meat ready. Sure, any ETA on the meat? I'm kind of really hungry. Don't worry, you'll live. We'll be out in 20 minutes, tops. Okay. You go into the backyard. As you come out, you see Mia at the table and you walk up to her. As you get closer, you notice she's bent over the table and hasn't noticed you yet. Need any help? Oh? Turning around, you're met with a smile, not anger, which surprises you a little. Nah, I'm done. Not with you, though. But Father said they'll be out in less than 20 minutes. Maybe we should wait till after the barbecue. And maybe you could be less of a pussy. Come here. Reluctantly, you get close to her. When you do, she bends over the table in a pose you never thought you'd see. I can't wait anymore. Fuck me now. Right in the middle of my damn salad. Mia, what the fuck is this? Interrupted me in the middle of my... It's like... It's the picnic table. No, that's a picnic cloth, but it's an outside barbecue. Come on, now. This is getting ridiculous. Like, fuck me now. Then can we try it in the ass? Maybe she's turned on enough. Hell no, you're too big. I've heard that before. If they catch us, we're fucked. Still, am I really gonna pass a chance to fuck her? Those thoughts presumably weren't on your mind for long, since you soon took out your cock. Screw it! And with that, you slowly started sliding your already throbbing cock into your sister. It feels too good. I love how it stretches my pussy. Looking at it like this is too fucking perfect. I don't know how long I can hold. Dropping your pants down further for easier movement, you stop wasting valuable seconds. I mean, there's just no sound or music at all at this point. Harder, I want to feel you ram me. Hearing words like that, like these coming from the mouth of your sister, was too much. Fuck, I'm close, it's too good. What, already? Yeah, your ass looks too perfect. I can't hold it anymore. Fuck, don't do it inside. I'm not on the pill. Making the situation worse, you noticed the house door opening. Your mother and father were just about to come out. Shit, they're coming. I knew this was a bad idea. Quietly, hurry, sit down. But, without waiting for your answer, she pushes back, knocking you onto a chair and herself onto you. Ah, fuck, it went in all the way. I couldn't hold my voice. When she exits, like, ah, fuck, it went in all the way. I couldn't hold my voice. As you two squirm around trying to completely hide what was happening, your mother and father appear. What are you two doing? Oh, nothing. There's no way they don't catch us. We're so busted. Mia, aren't you a bit too old to sit on your brother's lap, Mia? Fuck, what do I say? Feeling her pussy around my cock is too much by itself, but... He called me fat. What? Yeah, so I sat on his lap to prove him wrong. If this works, I'm buying a lottery ticket. But she keeps squirming. I can't take it. Grim, why would you say something like that? Fine, punish him as you see fit. After saying this, your mother and father move towards the barbecue. The moment they get far enough so they can't hear you. Mia, get off now. I'm gonna come. I can't yet. They keep turning around. Just hold it for a little more. Making things even worse, your mother comes back to the table. I hope you already apologized, Mia. He didn't. That's why I'm on his lap. Stop asking shit and go help father. Get off. This is dangerous. I'm going to come inside my sister. Grim, apologize right now. I'm sorry, Mia. Ah! The effort she was making to stop herself from making a sound was indescribable. Her thoughts, though, were another thing. Oh my god, I can feel it. He came inside. Oh, shit. Better. I'll go help your father with the meat. As your mother turns around and starts walking away. Are you kidding me? What the fuck? I warned you. You kept squirming on top of me. Damn, I forgot the pepper. I'll be right back. She goes back into the house and your father focuses on the barbecue. You two see a chance. Quickly, Mia slides off your cock and next to you. The moment she does, her hand goes down to check. Oh god, there's so much. Shit! Shit! I'm sorry, what do we do now? Oh fuck, what if she gets pregnant? Fuck! I don't know, I'll go to the bathroom for now. It's leaking down my leg, I gotta go wash it out. Just as Mia was about to get up, your mother comes back outside. Fuck! As she sits back down, both of you act like nothing happened. Come to my room as soon as the barbecue's over. You just nod. As soon as she could, Mia excused herself and ran to the upstairs bathroom. Sometime later, the barbecue was all done and you went to Mia's room. The moment you enter the room, you're met with a pissed off Mia. Fuck you! It wasn't my fault only! I know, still, what are we gonna do? You've done enough, I'll handle this somehow. But what's your plan? I gotta get my hands on a day after pill. I hope Emma has one. Here, it's morning after pill, but whatever. Here, that's all the money I got. Just get that pill. Thanks, the pills are free if I remember right. They are? They're high as hell here. They're high as hell and they fly off the shelves faster than Tears of the Kingdom right now. But I'll take the money for the emotional trauma. You go to your room nervously waiting and hoping Mia manages to fix everything. Mia, on the other hand, was already calling Emma the moment you stepped out of the room. Come on, Emma, pick up! And after a few more rings, she does. Mia? Thank God, Emma, listen! Hey, you sexy, what's up? Can you meet me in, like, a few minutes? I'm sure, what happened? You sound a little upset. Just meet me in front of your house, please. Bye! Got it, see ya. Soon after, the girls meet outside. Talk to me, what's wrong? I got a favor to ask. Wait, why aren't you dressed? You said to hurry, so I had no time. I said a few minutes, wasn't that enough? I had to finish up first. Finish what? Oh, I apologize for interrupting. Heh, don't worry about it. And what's bothering you? You can't tell anyone, okay? Wow, it's gonna be really spicy then. Got it, won't tell a soul. Do you, have a morning after pill? Silence. Emma just looked at her for a brief moment. Wahahahaha! Don't laugh, this is serious. Do you have it or not? Haha, wait. Who knocked you up? I don't remember you mentioning a special someone. Nathan? I can't tell you. You got the pill or not? I never thought you'd let someone knock you up. Ha 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 ha. For fuck's sake, Emma, why did I even call her? I at least hope the baby gets your good looks. Can you please stop and help me? I'd love to, but I don't have any. Shit, know anyone who does? Don't think so. Most girls just get it when they need it, not before. Like you are right now, ha ha ha. You're no help at all. Just go to the clinic and get them. I really wanted to avoid that. Well, that's probably your only option. Yeah, fuck me. You really can't tell me who the lucky guy is. We're not talking about that now. I gotta go. Want me to come with you? Nah, I'm good. As Mia starts walking away, Emma turns after her. Good luck, slut. Ha, look who's talking, walking around naked, and I'm the slut. And with a wave, they both go their way. After a bus ride and some walking, Mia gets to the clinic. There weren't many people, so she was in the doctor's office pretty fast. Mia soon gets the pills and goes back to the bus station. Meanwhile, at home. You enter your sister's room. She's not back yet. After roaming around the room a little, bored, you sit at her laptop. Loading. Welcome back, Mia. Since I know her past now, maybe I should explore a little. After some rummaging through folders, you find a suspicious one. Huh? Since when is Mia into aerodynamics? You click on the folder, but... A password for a folder like that? It's not aerodynamics, it's something... Oh, I know what it is. She's gotta get through the password first. You never know. Yes, I knew I could guess it. Looks like I knew her better than she expected. These are actually pretty good. Also got to expand my private gallery a little, too. Just as you leave the laptop... What are you doing in Mia's room? Oh, hey, Mother. Nothing. Just looking for my USB. Alright, anyway, I need you to do something for me. Sure, what is it? She still hasn't even mentioned what happened. Is it really safe to assume she doesn't remember? Go to the attic and get our camping equipment. What? We haven't used that in years, and why do you need it? You mean, what do we need it for? We? Yes, your father's boss called a few minutes ago and said they're having a company picnic tomorrow. Seriously? Yeah, something like a team-building event, and we're all going. Huh, sounds fun. No, it doesn't. I hate camping. The bugs, sleeping in tents, no electricity, and worst of all, no showers. Come on, Mother, it's not that bad. It really is. Now go get the camping gear from up there. I gotta go make snacks for tomorrow. Got it. With that, she leaves the room. Camping, huh? It has been a while. Maybe I can get Mia for some outdoors fun. Ha ha. Remembering Mia, you also remember what happened today. Fuck, I completely forgot. I hope she manages to deal with it. A bit worried about it, you go up to the attic. After some poking around, you find the box you were looking for. There we go. I think it's all here. Things have been getting a little bit complicated lately. This whole thing with Mother, maybe I shouldn't have done it. I'm still not completely sure she's not just pretending to not know anything. As you're checking the equipment, you realize there's a part missing. It's gotta be somewhere. You search around the attic, but can't find the missing piece. Still refusing to give up, you start opening everything. After a while, you open a drawer in an old desk. Ugh, only papers. Just as you were about to close the drawer, a title of one paper stops you. Naturally, curiosity got to you and you pulled out the paper. What the? Mental health center? Who's this? Holy, sex addiction? Excuse me. Sex addiction? Who? Father? Mother? Don't tell me, it's Mia. And then you see the name of the patient. Mother? Subject displays a severe lack of control or ability to reduce sexual urges. In conclusion, cognitive behavioral therapy was ultimately deemed ineffective. What? As the subject refuses clinical treatment, medication to subdue unwanted compulsions is chosen as the most optimal treatment. I do remember her always taking a pill or two when she's stressed out. Always just presumed it's headache stuff, though. So if I got this right, the pills hold her off jumping on every cock she sees? Was that why she acted like that? Did the pills I gave her cancel the ones she usually takes? I wonder what would happen if she didn't take them at all. Hold on, I was just thinking if what happened was already too much, and now, this is a lot worse than what happened yesterday. Isn't it a bit too risky? Though if I just replace her pills, I can always just replace them back if she starts acting too weird. With an excuse good enough to convince your conscience, you head downstairs. Ironically, you hit your foot on something along the way. The part of the camping gear you were looking for. Quickly, you bring all the equipment downstairs and run to the upstairs bathroom right after. They're probably above the sink with the other pills. You get to a cabinet, open it, and soon find the pills you were looking for. Man, that's a big bottle. There it is, just like the paper said. Prozac. Oof, I remember when I was on that shit. It makes you crazy, folks. Wait, won't you notice the pills are wrong? I gotta get some that look the same. You leave the house and go to the pharmacy. Getting some sugar pills that you deemed look close enough, you hurry back home. That was you were going through the living room. Hey, Grim, where's the rush? What? Oh, nothing. Sam's waiting for me online. We were gonna play a game together, yeah? Trying to avoid any more questions, you take the initiative. Where's Mother? Upstairs taking a shower. Oh, okay. Fuck. Anyway, I'll be going now. Yeah, have fun. Soon you're at the upstairs bathroom door thinking, the shower's still running. She's not out yet then. I should probably hurry before she gets out. As stealthily as you could, you sneak into the bathroom and get to the cabinet. You quickly take out her pills and replace them. Just as you're done putting the real pills into your pocket. Or maybe that's supposed to be both. Just as you're done and putting the real pills into your pocket, you hear the shower stop running. Shit, gotta hide. Fearing for your life now, you run and hide behind the washing machine. Peeking out, you see your mother standing there completely naked. I'm dead if she catches me. But it was difficult to worry when a sight like this was in front of you. She does have an amazing body, though. That's your mother, sir. You couldn't keep your eyes off her. Those long, toned legs. A waist that girls usually spend hours in the gym for. And that chest. If you died with your face planted between those massive tits, you'd die a happy man. Hope she doesn't notice I switched the pills. Oh, shit. She's taking them now? Come on. Don't notice. Not noticing anything wrong. She took the pills. Okay, looks like she didn't notice. I wonder what's going to happen now. Soon after, she starts putting her clothes on. Too bad. To be honest, I really enjoyed the view. Maybe a little too much. Oh, those panties are pretty sexy. After she got dressed, it didn't take her long to start heading for the door. Fuck, I completely forgot I shouldn't be here. She's going to see me. Only a step or two away from you, she stops. I thought it was here. She runs around herself a little while you pray she doesn't see you. Ah, there! Fuck. That's right, I put it by the tub. Giggle, dummy. She walks back over to the tub. If there's a god, thanks, man. As she starts putting the shirt on, you run out as fast as you could. Naturally, you weren't as quiet this time. What was that? Thought I heard something. Probably just my imagination. Victoriously, you go back to your room. The moment you get inside your room, you feel your phone vibrate, so you check. 20 messages? Sam? What does he want now? A little confused and too lazy to check the messages, you simply call Sam. Finally! Calm down, what is it? Yo, meet me in front of my crib, now! Why? Now, bitch! And he hangs up. What dumbass idea did he come up with now? Guess I'll just go and see. So you went outside to meet Sam. Sam was already there waiting. Alright, what's the big deal? Emma brought some dude home and now they're in our backyard. So that's none of our... I think they're gonna fuck. Good for them. I gotta go now. I got bigger problems right now. Wait! I should have known he wouldn't give up that easily. Dude, you gotta help a brother out. With what? With filming that shit. I don't get it. Why do you want to film her? Although, I can't really shit on him for it. Not like I didn't go even further. I need it so I can blackmail her ass later if I need shit done. Fine, fine, but I still don't get why you need my help with it. Because I need you to fly the drone. I can't. Too nervous and my hands are shaky. It would actually be nice to see Emma naked or fucked. I hope you realize it's really weird how much you want to do this, but I help you. Nice, let's go before they start. You both move over to a bush. As you got into position, Sam turned the drone on. Nice, they haven't started yet. Here, he hands the controller over to you. Okay, fly the drone between the trees so they don't see you and you can get a good view. I'll do my best. Flying around slowly, you finally get to a bush where you lower the drone as quietly as you can. Sam was already connected to the drone with his phone and recording. Oh shit, you were right. I think they are really gonna fuck. Told ya. Oh fuck, she's taking her clothes off. I'm finally gonna see her naked. Finally gonna see her naked? So that I can blackmail her. Of course. Shut up, doesn't matter. Let's just watch, okay? Mm-hmm. And you do. In complete silence, you both just stare at the show in front of you. My God. Frickin' biblical size cock here, if you know what I'm talking about, that verse in the Bible. Okay. Damn, dude, your sister's getting fucked hard. She can really take a cock, who knew? Fuck, she's a complete slut. Though I'd rather be the one fucking her than just watching. What do you think? Spit or swallow, this feels a lot less weird when it's not my sister. Or did I just get used to things like this? Probably spit. Well, both is wrong. Pointing towards the phone, you show him what just happened. What a fucking slut, she's looking it off her face. Calm down, man. I think they're done. They're going back inside. Soon after, Emma and her date go inside. Sam takes the SD out of his drone right away. Thanks for the help. Gotta go to my room now. Yeah, sure. Before even giving you a moment to say something, he leaves and you head back to your backyard. I think he's trying the same thing I did. Although with his brain power, I don't see a world where he succeeds. Meaning he'll come asking for my help again. And then a thought dawns on you. Fuck, I forgot about Mia! Realizing Mia might already be back home, you rush over to her room. You're right, she's already there, waiting. You're back! Yeah, what's wrong? You don't look too good. Where's the pill? Did you already take it? I didn't. Why not? You see, the doctor said it's too late. You came too much. What? Yeah, he said there was too much semen inside me already for the pill to work. That's like a hentai problem. Oh shit, now what? You're pregnant. I got you pregnant. And you're my sister. And you're my sister! I just finished high school, for fuck's sake. This has turned out to be the worst porn ever. I wanted to live a little more before stuff like this. Oh god, oh god, oh god. What are the mother and father gonna say? They're going to fucking kill us both. I'm going to end up as a dishwasher at McDonald's, and you're going to have to start stripping in clubs to cover the expenses. Like, that's what you go to? Really? Or even worse, sell your body behind the McDonald's where I work. And we're going to be living in a fucking trailer park with our meth-cooking kid. What? He's definitely going to lose his teeth because he keeps getting high in his own supply. Everyone knows don't get high on your own supply, but he won't because he's a trailer baby. I'm laughing too. That's fucking hilarious. You never saw her laugh this hard. Completely confused, even angry, you yell at her. It's not funny. We're fucked. How are you so gullible? Calm down. See? Not funny. How can you mess around with something like that? You should have seen your face. Unbelievable. Why didn't you already take it? Well, the doctor told me I got 24 hours to take it. With a smile, she starts walking backwards. Which means that you can. Uh-oh. Here we go again. It's that Grand Theft Auto meme. Oh, fuck. It's like, oh, shit. Here we go again. She said, fuck me again. And fill my pussy with as much cum as you can. Giggle. Okay. Weird. As you get closer, your phone rings. It's Emma. Go ahead. Answer it. Hello? Hey, where's your sister? She's not answering your phone. Right here. 1 second. You hand the phone over to Mia. Hey, Emma. What's up? So, did you get the pills? I wonder how she'll react if I tease her while she's on the phone. Yeah, I got it. Congrats, now tell me. Ah. Try not to let Emma notice anything. She gives her best to ignore you. Shouldn't be she tries her best to ignore you? Tell you what? Who's the lucky guy? You have to tell me. As Emma tried her best to convince Mia to tell her, you tried your best at your own thing. Stop it! Nope. Emma, I already told you I'm not giving you the name. Quietly. I said stop it. Oh, come on. Don't be such a prude. No, Emma. End of story. I'm going to get it out of you sooner or later. Yeah. Ah, fuck. What happened? Nothing. Is that all you needed? Are you masturbating? It sounds like you are. You are, aren't you? 1 second. I told you to fucking stop. And with that, she kicks you away and you fall on your ass. Hey, Emma, you still here? Of course. Anyway, I wanted to ask you if Grim wanted to come over. Sam found out where our father keeps the key of his liquor cabinet. I don't know. We're supposed to go camping tomorrow, and I don't want to be hung over. Camping? Long story. Overhearing the conversation, you interject. Want to go? Might be fun. Oh, Mia, stop acting like a boring old nun. Besides, me and Sam are always hanging out at your place. You never come here. Fine. When? Like half an hour or so? That okay? Sure, see you then. Alright, you better look hot tonight. Huh? Why? I feel like dressing up a little, haven't in a while. And I don't want to do it alone, so you gotta do it with me. Bye! And with that, she hangs up. And? Get dressed, we're going to Sam and Emma's. Soon after, you were at their place. Looking hot, girl. Thanks, you too. Damn right I do. You go to the living room, Mia. And Grim, I'll need your help in the kitchen. Sure. Why would she ask me instead of Mia? A bit weirded out by Emma's request, you follow her to the kitchen. So, what did you need help with? Well, I guess we'll find out later on Grim's Uncanny Valley. With the crazy fucking shit that is Summer with Mia.